Hello, good morning. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today. And we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Martha Galarza, please?
This is Martha.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And just for qualification purpose, before we begin, can you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And just saying, which state do you currently live?
You don't know where you're calling?
Well, we just got to verify and make sure we're calling the right person, okay?
This is Texas.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And which county in Texas do you currently live?
What does this research have reference to?
Okay, this survey is about the elections, ma'am, for president and Congress in Texas.
Okay, I'm in Cameron County.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all the calls on a regular phone or some on the cell phone and some on the regular home phone or almost all on the cell phone?
Only cell.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you, is anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, a political party, or by candidate for political office?
No.
All right, and just for qualification purposes, just to ensure we have a representative sample, and what year were you born, ma'am? Just a year is fine?
53.
All right, thank you. All right, and what is the main your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic? Okay, thank you. And in what is the last grade that you completed in school, or you know, or the last degree you completed?
I have a state certification.
Okay, so but would that be a 2 years college degree or a 4 year college degree or vocational training?
Four years.
4 years, okay. I remember thinking about things nationally. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I don't think Joe Biden is doing a good job.
So would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I would vote for Democratic.
Definitely Democratic or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some names and, of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Horrible.
Very, very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, the other one is Mayra Flores.
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, and then Vicente Gonzalez.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Thinking ahead to the November election, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10? How interested are you, ma'am?
10.
Okay. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Harris. I will never support Harris. Trump for anything.
Oh, okay, thank you. And okay, next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, the Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
The Democrat.
the Democrat, okay? All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Mayra Flores, the Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay, would that be definitely Gonzalez or probably Gonzalez?
Definitely. Flores is a liar.
Definitely. Okay. All right, ma'am. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purpose only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
And would that something else would be like an independent? If you are independent, would you lean towards the Democrats or lean towards the Republicans?
Independent, lean toward the Democrats.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative, or on most issues?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How would you describe your economic circumstances? The first one is well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
Upper middle class, all right, thank you. And now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that your that home you speak, you know, only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish? Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish,
mostly English.
Okay, mostly, but some Spanish,
English.
Right?
Limited, yes.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden. I will never support
Biden.
Trump.
Okay, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your participation and time. Okay, you have a great evening, a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.